This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just won a fucking
ball! That's what you said, man.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers.
That's terrible.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. Joining me, your host, Matt Hill. There's John Hill. John, are you in your bathroom? Looks like John's in his bathroom, baby.
I'm still in the bathroom.
He's always still in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's where he records from.
This is funny. Yesterday, so I had my meetings at work, of course, and then so one day someone was like, hey, are you at the office? It looks like you're at the office. And I was like, no, I'm actually in my bathroom. And they were like, oh, wow, hilarious, right? And then, like, last night, we had another meeting, and my buddy, who was in the first meeting, was like, bro, tell her where you're at. I was like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. He's like, yeah. He's like, yo, be honest. You ever, like, put it on mute and drop one? I was like, what?
What?
I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you know, like, you're sitting on the toilet. I'm like, bro, I'm not sitting on the toilet during Zoom meetings. And he had thought that I actually... He was like, well, what are you sitting on? I was like, no, I bring in a stool.
John,
like,
aren't you an Emmy winner?
Yes.
You gotta put your Emmy in the toilet and pee on it like Kanye.
Oh, I already did that.
What was that?
Just a video on Twitter of him peeing on his Grammy in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Somebody made a good point. It was like, you're not going to be able to flush it, so someone's going to have to pull the piss Grammy out of there eventually.
Oh,
like,
and
you know it's not going to be Kanye.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Also, it's like... Come on, like, that, just go outside and do that, you know? Like, if you're gonna pee, if I'm peeing on a Grammy, I'm doing it outside, I'm not doing it in my house.
Nah, the air quality, man. Air quality in Cali is no good.
I'm going for a run later, baby. I don't care about the air quality. Come on.
I'm coming back to Cali in a week, and I'm dreading it. I've been trying to get as many runs in as possible, because, you know, I don't want that smoker's lung, dude. Come on.
Yeah. All right. That's Dave Feudernick, by the way. I never introduced you, but people know. If I don't know, who listens to this podcast?
Yeah.
It's also one of our more recent reviews said, it just said, shut the F up, David.
Damn.
No clue who that is.
They gave you like when your parents give you the full middle name, too. David, whatever your middle name is, Feudernick. What's your middle name? Shlomo?
Arthur. Whoa. Come on now. Come on now. You're way too white to make that joke. John can make that joke.
Yeah.
You're way too white and you're from Huntington Beach.
Yeah,
you can't make that joke.
I'm a Long Beach. I'm Long Beach, Bill.
Wait, Matt, what's your middle name?
Jonathan.
That's right. I knew.
Jonathan. Same name.
I knew I owned you.
Same name as you. You know, I was thinking about the other day, you know, thinking about how much I like the name John. John is just a solid name. It's like, maybe if I have a second kid, I'll name him John. But then I realized he had the same name as you. And then it would be like, I want in no way for you to think I would name him after you. So I can't go.
Well, he's going to look like me anyway. So
yeah, he will.
That's true.
Bro, you're already owning me.
Every time I go on Facebook, every one of my white friends who married an Asian girl, their kid looks exactly like me.
Right.
He's like, I have the same baby photo. That's it.
Yep.
That's with mixed kids, they don't look like the parents, but they all look like each other. So.
Yep.
All right. Should we talk about the playoffs?
Wow. If you guys don't mind talking about my Denver Nuggets,
John's incredible.
To talk about
what a comeback!
Incredible. I thought, obviously, I came on here last week, said they're done. The Clippers team owns them. All they have to do is turn it on. I think. Well, this Clippers team just has no heart. They're just. They lost game five.
It kills me because I like a lot of these players individually so much. I love Kawhi.
They got the talent. You know, yep. I love Kawhi. I love Beverly. I mean, he's like he's an asshole, but like I just love the way he plays.
Yeah, but you gotta respect his game. Come on,
gotta respect him. Gotta respect Shamit. Love Shamit.
Love Shamit.
Love Zubac.
Love Zubac.
I don't know who Lou Will. How could you not love Lou Will? How could you not love Trez?
I love Marcus Morris because we got a first round pick for him. Thank you, Clippers.
He's the one very hateable player on the Clippers.
Yes.
But they just didn't show up. The Clippers, you know, took the foot off the gas game five. Game six, incredible comeback. And then in game seven, they just had no heart. They were shook. They, like, they didn't want it at all.
You knew with that game six, like, comeback, you knew, like, game seven was over. Like, it was already over. Like,
I thought they were going to play hard. I thought they were just going to come out and be like, all right, we're going to take this seriously. But it turns out they just don't have the horses. They just don't have those clutch guys. It's like Kawhi was trying to do it all himself. And he didn't have it. He didn't have it in game seven. And they didn't have anybody else who wanted to step up. Like Mark Spears reported that the Clippers were so fatigued that they were asking out of the fourth quarter. He said multiple Clippers were asking out in the fourth quarter. I'm too winded. Come on. You can't ask out of a fourth quarter game seven. Like that's your job, you know?
Yep.
And they just
And Kawhi played terrible.
Yeah.
So he had two points in the second half.
Yep.
Yeah, could you not to do that, but this is what we do. But like, could you imagine if LeBron did that?
I would never hear the end of it.
I would love it too. But like, yeah, we'd never hear the end of it.
We would never in a million.
The Skip
years.
Baylesses and all those people would just be fucking chomping at the bit to kill him over.
Yeah,
I mean,
everyone would.
Dude,
I would. But like, I think again, we have to. It's Kawhi. Like, you're not immune to this criticism, dude.
Well, he's gonna get criticized. Seven. I know he's getting a bit of a pass now, but he's going to – I mean, but the difference is I don't feel like people ever put Kawhi in that same level. Like people did – maybe other people did, but I never had him in the same level as like a LeBron or a Kobe or something like that. Like
he's always in the top five mix.
He's like the best player in the world.
Yeah,
there's enough people who say that.
But there is a difference between Kawhi and those other guys where Kawhi's never the leader. Like, Kawhi was the best player on the Spurs, but he wasn't the leader. He was the best player on the Raptors, but he wasn't their, you know, emotional center. That's Lowry.
Right.
And that was ultimately the problem on the Clippers team is, like, Kawhi is your best player, but you don't have – where's your heart? Where's your other guy? Where's your Tim Duncan? Where's your Kyle Lowry? You never had that.
Right.
Yeah, but people, like – that might be a little like changing of history because like we talked about Kawhi going to Toronto and just winning, being the piece that they needed to win the championship, hitting the big shot against the Sixers.
Yeah, because of his skill set and like what a talented player he is. But Matt's right. Like he doesn't have the fire in him to get like that team needed somebody to be like, fucking, we need to play harder. And like, clearly, that wasn't happening amongst anyone on that team. Like, they were ready to fucking leave the bubble.
Which is crazy because they have those players.
I know.
Who?
Pat Beverly.
Pat Beverly, Montrez.
Lou Will, too.
Lou Will.
Well, Montrez was going through stuff. Like, he, you know, his grandma had just
Brandon,
died. Like,
yes. But those are, like, to say that team doesn't have those dogs, like, they that
we also
the whole point of that team is to have those players.
They
don't have that dude though. They don't have a guy who's like also good. Like Pat Beverly has the mentality, but he doesn't have the skill set. And then everyone else, it's like Lou Will's not that guy. Like he's a good sixth man, but he's not that guy.
No, it's Kawhi. He's two times finals.
But Kawhi doesn't have that rah rah personality, that rally personality. Like they really need to look into getting somebody. Like a veteran like leader type of some kind.
I totally
like
disagree.
Chris Paul.
Sure,
they can't afford it.
Well, I don't think Chris Paul and Doc. Like, I don't think that ended well. So
no, definitely not. And it sounds like Doc is staying. According to Chris Haynes today, Doc is gonna.
I like Doc. I don't know, but I mean.
How many times does this have to happen to his teams? I mean,
he's not. I don't really feel like he's that. Like, it's not. This is. I don't know if this is on Doc that much. I know people are like, he didn't make the adjustments, but it's
the second time this has happened to his team.
Third,
with a different set of players.
Third, no, so third the first, time. Third, yeah. So the first time it was like, it was the Orlando
Magic.
Second
set of players.
The first time was the Orlando Magic, and that Detroit team was just way better. Like they were Orlando Magic wasn't supposed to win that series.
That's a little different.
That was also like 40 years ago.
But the Lob City team
never had it either. They never had that heart, and they hated each other. The Lob City team hated each other. Those players internally.
True.
No chemistry.
But is it not on the coach to try to fucking mend those relationships?
No, like, it is on the coach.
There was an interesting
anecdote from Ryan McDonough, the former GM of the Suns, and then he was with the Celtics forever. He was on the Howard Beck podcast, and he said basically they were worried at the Celtics that they were bringing in too many knuckleheads, like too many kind of like bad dudes. And Doc was like, I don't care. I got it. Like, bring in as long as they can play, I can handle the personalities. And so maybe you're right. It's on him, maybe he can handle the personalities, but he can't infuse them with heart when they just lack that sense of chemistry and togetherness.
It is surprising to me because like Doc, it does have that passion. Like
it does seem like he
coaches
does.
So like he, you know, he's not a Brad Stevens who's like, oh, dude, let's drop this play for Tatum. Like, you know, like Doc is fucking screaming the whole fucking game. Dude. Like, he loses his voice every fucking game.
But on Brad, motherfucker, Brad Stevens. Okay, can we just say
Coach
what a
Coach Buttigieg?
Fuck that dude. Okay, at the end of the Heat Celtics game. All right, he drew up a play where Marcus Smart would get a foul and they would get one free throw. Kemba pushes. I forget who it is. Derek Jones Jr. Into Marcus Smart.
Who flops like a motherfucker.
There's like 20 seconds left. They're down by one. He literally drew up a play to get a flop foul call. Fuck that. Just win the goddamn game, Brad Stevens. Right. All right, just drop a play for a two pointer. All right, you don't need to drop a play for a guy. That was a drawn up play to be like, let's get a one shot foul.
I wish Doc had plays like that.
Please, if Doc did that, they would have been like, oh, the Clippers are so dirty. Great. Yeah. The Clippers are dirty as fuck.
Look, I understand what you guys are saying, but like, Kawhi is the superstar. And I know what you're saying. They don't have the guy that yells, but like, you don't need to be yelled at. Like, you have enough guys that have that play with energy. But when you're two-time Finals MVP, top three player in the world, some say number one, scores 2 points in the second half. Like, no, it's him. It's Paul George. You built your team around these two guys, and ultimately, they have to win the game for you. And they put up a dud. And yeah, Kawhi doesn't yell, but that's because his personality. He's still a leader. Like,
I mean, it's on him and leadership. Like, it's on him and PG. Like, they both played like absolute trash.
Exactly. And absolute trash. If you're that good of a player, you can't let your team lose like this. Like, I don't.
Plus, like, look at like what the Clippers gave up for Paul George. It's like five fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah. And like, I don't care.
Technically, they gave all that up for PG and Kawhi.
Yes.
Kawhi wasn't coming.
That's true.
We always have to say it's the five first rounders. It's really for both of them. But
But like, if Kawhi was a guy who yelled or whatever, like if this was Chris Paul and he was a yeller and all that stuff, and put up a dud. He still put up a dud. Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the hell, man?
John's right. Ultimately, it's like, you're a professional basketball player. This is a professional team. You have the talent. You're Kawhi Leonard. You're Paul George. You should be able to win this game.
And you're healthy.
Right. You look healthy.
Like, but as my wife said, the Clippers will never win. I didn't really understand how bad the Clippers have been. Like 50 years without hitting the Western Conference final, right?
Well, yeah.
My buddy, the one who made fun of me for the bathroom thing, he's a huge Clippers fan. And we were talking, he was like, dude, if they don't win this, if they blow another 3-1 lead, like, I'm done with sports. He's like, I'm burning jerseys. He's like, I'm done. He's like, I'm leaving my job. He's like, I texted him with 2 minutes ago. I was like, you good? He's like, I'm getting into real estate. Like, sports is stupid.
Like, I will say, Lakers Twitter is so pathetic, and they were clearly so terrified of playing the Clippers because like their reaction was like the biggest fucking like chip off their shoulders. They're like oh my god. They're like oh yeah Clippers are gone. Yeah, oh thank God. Oh, the Clippers sucked. I always knew it. Always knew it. They suck.
Why
such like relief tweeting?
Why do Laker fans hate Clippers so much? I don't get it. It's because they've been
better than them in the last 10 years.
It just seems mean. Like,
yes. Yes, you, I agree. Like,
have you ever met sports fans?
It seems so. Yeah, well, that's true.
I just don't understand it.
When you've had the success that the Lakers have had over the years, like it seems so pathetic.
They're not even in the same league as the Lakers in terms of history and championships. That like the Clippers could win the next three, and like you'd still be the better team with all the history and all the whatever. So it's like, what do you even care for? It seems like whatever. It's like, I don't know what the quote is, like lions don't concern themselves with lambs. I don't know if that's the quote, something like that, where it's like, I think
you have LeBron James on your fucking team and you're like, oh, Paul George sucks. It's like if
a student came to my office hours and was like, didn't understand a problem. And I was like, oh, you don't know how to do this? Oh, you moron. So easy. I don't know. It's just like, come on, you know, be a little better, Lakers fans.
Oh, you don't teach like that?
No, you got to insult the dumbs.
But I think that's like.
Speaking of dumbs, don't be dumb. Use Indeed.com. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world. Lets you find the best people fast. You get full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time. Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need. They got 73% of all online job seekers are going there. And they've already done so for 3 million businesses. So right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/podcast. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. Back to the show.
But I think that's the, like, that's who Lakers and, like, Lakers, Yankees. It's, like, it's the guys that have, look, it's rich people who will turn their nose down on poor people.
Yeah.
But Yankees, Yankees fans don't give a fuck about his house cleaner. He doesn't.
Yankees fans don't give a fuck about Mets fans. Like, that's they would never harass Mets fans like that. Why are they even concerned with that?
But Dave, you're a Knicks fan. You're a Knicks fan who always hating on the Nets. So
that's different because like the Knicks also have been bad. That's like two like pretty bad franchises like fucking arguing with each other. You know,
yeah.
Like it'd be one thing if the Knicks had won a championship like as recent as 2010, we would not be like giving shit to the Nets.
But it is similar because you always talk about like they don't have a. They're trying to buy their way to New York. They don't have a culture. They show up in Brooklyn with their fancy whatever. And they're trying to shortcut their way into the, you know, New York.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of what's happening with Clippers. Of they've been bad forever,
it's sort of a racist owner
and just been trash forever. Right. And then now they're like, we'll just buy our way to a championship. And it's kind of like, no, only the Lakers can buy themselves to a championship. Get off our fucking lane. This is what we do.
Right. Right.
Yeah, Dave's the relevant comparison is the Yankee, and you're a Yankees fan, and you're telling us that Yankees fans don't care about Mets. It's just like
no,
yeah.
Honestly, the city flourishes like when both teams are good. Like I think even Mets fans would agree. Like it's like the Subway Series was probably the most exciting time sports wise in New York. Like that was fucking amazing. Like,
yeah,
it was so fun.
What makes the Laker fan hate towards the Clippers even weirder is. In New York, Mets, Yankees, what is it? 30% of the town's Mets fans, 70% Yankees, 80-20? What would you say it is?
No, it's not 80-20. I would say, like, yeah, I mean, maybe, like, 65-35.
Okay, 65-35. Like, let me tell you what it is for Clippers-Lakers in L.A. It's 99-1.
Yeah, right.
Maybe even 99.50. It's like... There are no actual Clipper fans from LA. They're very, very few and far between. Very few and far between. Yeah. It's mostly people who come here, like you two losers, who come here to our great city and are like, oh, I'm not going to root for the Lakers, so I'll root for the Clippers. You know, it's like, and it's like your second team. I mean, that's you know, and it's people like me who are just weirdos who are like, yeah, I'm going to be a Clippers fan now. So it's not, it's not like.
Way to switch sides. Way to just.
Yeah, what the hell? It's it sounds like you're like back on very the back on the Lakers bandwagon. Yeah.
I'm not, I'm fucking never root for LeBron at this fucking team of whatever. I don't know. I don't know what you'd call them. I don't know.
Except for Caruso. I know you still love Caruso.
Oh, of course. Of course. Always love Caruso. If you're, if you're balding, I'll always feel for you. So,
but not LeBron.
Well, come on, LeBron. I mean, no, sorry. This is, it's, you know, if you, it's like a
if you're balding,
embracing
you're
the ball.
If you're white,
because like, here's the thing: when white people bald, it's real bad. It's like, yes. You can't, there's no good look.
Yeah.
The cue ball white. If you just shave it all off and you're white, it's not. It's not. Patrick, it's not
looking good. Especially like in the NBA, you always look like Steve Blake or Caruso.
Yeah.
Like, you always look like an alien.
You don't have any options. If you're white and going bald, you really don't have that many options. It's just like, I guess I got to wear a hat for the rest of my life now. So I feel for the dude.
It's true. There's no real middle.
Actually,
it's like,
you know what? I like Vogel though. Sorry. Go ahead.
There's no middle. You're either, like handsome, like JJ Redick, Kyle Korver, you know, Doug McDermott, or your Caruso.
Your Caruso or like Nick Calathes with the rocking the comb over or whatever, Evan Fournier. Yeah.
Right.
So,
Can we talk about the Nuggets? Should we switch?
Yeah, let's talk about the Nuggets.
Well, we're all Nuggets fans now. I mean,
love the Nuggets.
Always love the Nuggets.
Very likable team. All their players are likable. Jokic, a legend. Jokic, just out incredible. There. Out there, looking like a parking attendant, but is also like excellent. He had the best quote too. Before the game, I told Coach, "I'm going to give you a really good present. I'm going to get you home, or I'm going to get you to the Western Conference Finals."
Oh man, what a legend!
Such a legend.
I know me and Jokic have gone through many phases, but now that he's skinny, skinny Jokic, I'll say skinny Jokic is better than Joel Embiid like a lot.
Yes.
It's not even a debate.
I used to say he was better.
He can hit threes. He can pass the ball. He stays healthy. Better than Embiid.
He's led a team to a conference finals. Okay, yeah.
Well, but this is skinny Jokic. Jokic ain't making two game sevens. Come on.
Yeah.
That dude would have been out. So like good for him for getting skinny, but man, he is fucking beasting. And his defense
from that
looks
COVID,
good.
Man.
His defense is good now.
Well, yeah, he had COVID, right? I forgot he had COVID.
That's why John was drafting the all COVID team.
Yep. And Jamal Murray. I was a huge fan of him. In the draft, and fucking dude is balling out.
I always liked him. I just worried about him staying healthy.
He seems like he's been staying healthy. He's also like wildly inconsistent, but has been consistent in the playoffs. So, or he's at least delivered when they needed him. So, I hope this team beats the Lakers, but I don't really think they have a chance. So,
I don't think so either. But. No, there's no chance. Like, LeBron and AD have been fucking resting for 3 days. I mean...
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I would probably pick the Lakers because they're just...
Also, like, to me, like, I don't want to take anything away from the Nuggets. They, like, played their hearts out. But, like, it really felt like the Clippers just fucking handed the series away. Like,
It did. And also, like, it's like, they feel like the Clippers completely collapsed. They collapsed in Game 6. And then they absolutely didn't show up in Game 7. Literally, people were asking out of the fourth quarter, like, "Hey, I've had enough of this." You could see the body language was utterly terrible.
Part of that is they went up against Jokic, and he just died. Like, how demoralizing do you have to be the one thing about the Nuggets is they never give up.
I love Jokic doing the behind-the-head pass in the fourth quarter.
Disrespectful. That's disrespectful. When I turned on Patrick Beverley for ruining that play.
Fucking up like 20 points at that point. Like,
oh my God.
That was amazing.
I'd probably favor the Lakers, but there's something about this Nuggets team that just does not give up. And when you have a guy that can drop 40 multiple times, you know?
Yeah, I hope you're right.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right. But also, like, they just match up. Like, the Lakers match up so much better. That's
the
other thing.
The Lakers match up so much better. Also, the league is doing everything in their power to make sure that the Lakers advance.
It's the LeBron bubble.
We talk about conspiracy theories, but I think this is the legitimate conspiracy theory that Daniel House was ousted. Like that? Like, okay. So, Daniel House, they catch him in the room. I don't know if they caught him in the room with a coat. Was it a COVID tester or was it someone dressed up as a COVID tester?
Oh,
did we ever get it?
Could have been like a COVID tester stripper.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever got clarification, but whatever. Everyone knows the story. Daniel House gets caught in the room, whatever.
I heard it was just a nurse.
Okay, a nurse or whatever. He's sleeping with a nurse, you know, breaking the quarantine rules, gets kicked out, right? Gets kicked out of the bubble, all right? So, like, I'll go all Illuminati on this because here's the thing. I have sources, okay? I have some sources. A friend of a friend is on the medical – he's on the NBA medical staff, okay? Like, he works – so a friend of a friend, this is hearsay, whatever, you know, don't – whatever. But what I had heard was this happens all – this has been happening a lot. Like, there has been lots of rendezvous, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, this is kind of a regular occurrence that women are snuck into the bubble. But why this one? Why is this one made an example of? Because clearly the league wants the Lakers to win.
Who do you think on the Nuggets is going to have this happen to them next?
Well, that's the thing. You can't go after a star. That's why it wasn't Harden or Westbrook. You can't go after a star because it's like it's too controversial.
So you think like Torrey Craig, like somebody like that, like
Grant. Grant is my prediction. You got to go after a key role player, a key big man.
Yeah,
because Daniel House, he's not good, but he was key for the Rockets. Like if you're picking, if you're picking somebody, so I think it's like I think the league was like, okay, we can't go after Harden or Westbrook. Also, Westbrook's just bad now, so whatever, doesn't matter. PJ Tucker, too old. Like I think he probably actually wasn't dabbling in the COVID testers.
Yeah, PJ Tucker goes to sleep at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they had to go with Daniel House. He's the logical one to pick off. So on you look at the Nuggets, can't go Jokic or Murray. Also, I don't know if Jokic could pull us. I don't know if Jokic is pulling women. I don't know if they're into his particular.
He's got the antibodies now. Come on now.
He's got that
hall pass now.
His country, he's got all sorts of farm.
That's true.
All sorts of farm women.
I know. I'm just
cigarette smoking women.
So I think it's Grant. I think it's Grant that gets the players are being more careful now. But anyways, that's my Illuminati. I absolutely do think the league was trying to hurt the Rockets and get the Lakers to advance.
That's pretty good. My Illuminati is that Daniel House did the thing that a lot of people do, like the last week of college. Right? You know, it's like, you know, you're leaving this town forever, right? House knew he was leaving this bubble forever. So he's like, look, I'm gone tomorrow. Two-minute drill. Let me just see who I can hook up with because I'll never have this opportunity again. Right?
That's true.
Like you start going around last week of college. You're like, listen, we'll never see each other again. Let's just do this.
And he just
got a little reckless.
That was me my last week in Japan. I was hitting on the mayor. I was hitting on whoever. Exactly,
yeah. You know,
taking pants off in all the offices.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares? I never come back to this country.
Yeah, and I think that's it. And, you know, nurses in them scrubs, you know. It's taking down stronger men. Daniel House's wife will tell you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, that was
essential.
That's sad.
Essential. Essential workers.
I was also reading this blog, this econ blog that I read, and in the comments, this guy pointed out that the type of performance enhancing drugs that you have to do, like during the Tour de France, like it's really involved, the blood doping and the EPO. And his assertion was, we're going to see a difference in performance because players can't do that in the bubble. Like players, you would, I mean, like if you're, this is probably goes on during the playoffs that there's like a lot of blood doping and all that sort of stuff. Like, why wouldn't you do it? It gives you an advantage. He was saying, we're going to see a drop off because of it's hard to do. I contend it's not hard to do. Like the league will allow LeBron to do this blood doping. So further conspiracy, the league is going to allow LeBron to do whatever EPOs that he needs to do to perform well. So another conspiracy slash check in the Lakers' favor.
But hasn't shooting gone up in the bubble?
I don't know if the percentages have gone up. What has happened is scoring has gone up.
Yeah.
Scoring has gone up, and that has been primarily driven by more free throws. So there's been they're more likely to call fouls, or they're more likely to catch.
Weren't they
fouls.
Saying it's like the 3-point shooting's up just because it's like easier? I think
the 3-point shooting might be up a tick, but okay. I saw 538 did like a breakdown where they say why is it scoring up, and it's primarily due to the free throw rate. So people going to the line more. So, but I do think the 3-pointers have gone up as well because it is obviously easier to shoot in the bubble without the distractions.
But here's a question though, if the league wanted, like, why wouldn't the league rig it for Lakers Clippers?
I think they were doing whatever they could, but the Clippers just could not get that shit Got over it. The finish
like,
line.
Like magically, a carton of smoke showed up at Jokic's locker, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, like
a little halftime snack.
There's only so much the league can do when your team is literally giving up, like literally saying, "Please take me out of the game. I don't want to go to the next round."
You would think they could have just like rewired like Kawhi's circuitry or something.
Pandemic P, like he was just like, Paul George's terrible. Like you can't do, it's only so much you could do with the Clippers. So anyways, but congrats to the Nuggets. I do think they lose to the Lakers, but it, you know, good luck to you, John. Hopefully they can carry you through to the final. It's your last team in the pool that you have. So let's see, what else? Do you want to talk Heat Celtics? You want to talk a little Heat Celtics?
I think ending was fantastic.
I mean, I think our audience probably expects some of that, right?
Great.
Yes.
Series is going 7, right? Like, it's like the teams seem very
evenly
matched.
Yes.
They're both competing. Great coaches. Like, these coaches are not going to F up. You know, they got a lot of horses on both teams in terms of like these guys are all showing up, very deep teams. So fantastic game one. Obviously that block was one of the best blocks I've ever seen. Like it was an incredible block.
That was incredible.
It was also his offhand. I don't know if you saw that, but it was his offhand. So
I mean, in real time it was amazing. And then when you like saw the freeze frame of his hand like in the cylinder, you're like, holy shit.
It's
incredible.
Do you guys?
That would have broken my fucking like wrist in half.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure,
done.
For sure.
Have you guys? Do you guys watch the meme challenge or whatever? I don't know. The don't leave me.
No,
Giannis did it. A couple people did it. It's like a guy and he does like, I don't know. He's like, I'm gonna butcher it. He's like, you have a foot and you put it on the ball.
Don't leave me.
That's like my favorite thing to yell. And when he got blocked, I just go, don't leave me, don't leave me. You got to see it. Ah, it doesn't make sense. But
yeah, all right. Well, half our audience gets it.
It's a meme video thing.
It's a meme.
Yeah.
Yo, but we were saying on the chat, Bam is better than Embiid, right? Bam's better than Embiid, too. No. Come on. Why is Bam not better than Embiid?
There were some crazy takes on the thread last night.
I'm going to go through them because I believe all of them. Bam is in better shape. He's an all-star. He was an all-star this year. He's going to be healthier going forward.
Yeah, so is Chris Middleton.
He's a modern NBA center. Can shoot the three. You know, lob threat.
Bam.
Plays incredible defense.
You can't say that yet.
I'm building a team. I'm taking Bam. You know, I was early on the Jokic, too. John wasn't there with me. I was calling him a star way before John was, all right? And I'm calling it right now.
You were wrong.
Bam better from here on out. Bam's going to have a better career than Embiid. And Bam just wants it too. Embiid clearly does. Embiid really, like, basketball's like priority number 4 for Embiid.
What's Bam shooting at 3-point percentage?
I don't know. Probably like 45, if I just had to guess. I'm not looking at it.
No way.
Just kidding.
13.
All right.
Career 13.9.
Okay. All right.
He's really good.
Who's taking more threes, him or Simmons?
Probably him. I don't know. Maybe.
Has he taken more than 2?
My point is,
zero.
He could stretch the floor a bit. It's just he's.
I love Bam. Look, I love Bam, but you can't say that yet.
Shoot threes at all.
I'm sorry. You can't say that yet.
Let me clarify. I have never watched the Miami Heat except for in the playoffs. Okay,
so this is the first
time I've seen. I haven't watched them all season. I don't know. Just say what I saw. What I saw based on the playoff sample size, I'd rather have Bam than Embiid. So
I don't know how you're not a national sports analyst. Like, the more I think about it, I was like, wow, you're just like,
you have all the tools. I have all the tools.
You're the Colin Cowherd of Super Hoopers.
I can make wild takes off almost no evidence and then spin it so I'm always right. I have all the tools. I have all the tools. Hire me.
You should.
So, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I would... still taking Embiid over Bam. But Bam Same. Is really, really good. And the thing about Bam is he's really good in his role. Like, he's not the guy that you build the team around.
Right.
But he's very, very good at that, at what he does. And he's a Heat team really, really complements each other. And I think that's what's impressive about that. And Tyler Hero, Jesus. That dude,
yeah, did not predict, like, obviously knew he was a good shooter, but did not predict, like he rebounds the ball, like, plays pretty good D for, a small rookie. Dude, he's fucking good.
He has also a set of stones on him, man. He'll just pull up three and hit it, like, dude, which is insane.
Dude, the incredible. Short shorts with the tights, gotta love that look, too. I love it. I love it. I wish I was 21, I could just do that. Wear tights with short shorts all over town. Ooh-wee.
You could still do it, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, I got the stems for it, okay? I got the legs for it.
It's pretty clear by the way you dress. You don't care. So you might as well, as well just do it. Like, no one, like, that's not going to be the thing that people make fun of you for.
Right. That's true.
That's true. Although you will look like an ostrich if you did that.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Like a weird Long Beach ostrich.
Hey. Are kids' legs getting longer these days? Have you guys noticed this? It seems like
is this the start of an ad read? What is this?
Just
do we have a new weird sponsor?
Legs too long? Try some shorter shoes. No.
Leg bands.
Just been noticed that people's legs seem real long. The kids. I'm looking at the kids. I'm like, man, these kids got some long legs these days. I don't know if it's just different milk or something.
Matt, are you editing this episode? You should probably cut this out.
How do you have a PhD?
I've just seen a lot of long legs recently. So.
Okay.
All right. This is... Okay.
All right. Maybe it's just the Long Beach thing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Long Beach legs.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Well, yep. Move on.
Yeah. Let's just move on from that topic forever.
Let's keep moving.
Let's just skip that.
All right. Just seems to be a lot of disproportionate bodies. All right. That's all I'm saying. Okay. What do we want to talk about?
Any other body parts on youths that have that you think have changed over the decades?
I'm not talking like little kids. I'm talking over 18. All right, so whatever. Just talking about the youths. All right, whatever. I probably have to edit all this out.
You're so good.
Speaking of editing, let me edit in an ad read. The wait is over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. I wager there. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on wins, division, championship futures all day, everywhere, every day. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline. Your online sports books experts. Back to the show. We're about to talk about sad Boston fans.
Who cares?
Happy that there are a bunch of sad Sullys today. That's all.
Oh, yeah. The best is
the Sullys
showing the online fans, all the sad online fans, and they all look like such monsters too. The Clippers, the Celtics fans, like they're all like alone watching the game and just like super into it. It's like the only thing in their pathetic lives. And and the Celtics blew it. It's so good. Got to props to the people who are man in the whatever virtual cams showing us all those sad Celtics fans.
All the sad Sullies. Love it.
Loved it. Contrast to the Heat fans who all look great. You know, the Heat fans are
beautiful.
All
Heat fans.
Look at them. It's
tanned.
It's the reverse. It's the reverse. One time, I was in Barcelona on the beach watching a World Cup game between Brazil and Germany.
Just looking at legs, little kid legs,
and Brazilian legs, dude. There's Brazilian fans. There's the Brazilian fans sitting at one table who all just look like they're living their best life. You know, they're all happy and whatever. And then at another table, there's just a bunch of German businessmen who are like all serious. And Germany won that match, I think, 6-0. 6 or 7-0. And it was just, you know, these wonderful, beautiful Brazilians just getting sadder and sadder. And the German businessman just getting going, yah, yah, just getting like happier and happier. And it was off. Actually, the Germans let up after like three goals or something. But it was the opposite of that, where you have the happy, happy, wonderful Heat fans, and then just the sad, pathetic,
excited Germans. Nothing more creepy. Nothing
and their businessmen creepy. Too. It's so crazy. They're businessmen, and they're like in their full suits on the beach. They were like just wearing like
full SS garb.
Well, they're hiding. Yeah, they must have been hiding the SS tattoos and stuff.
You sure you weren't in? They weren't on their way to Argentina.
Come on, dude. This is like 2014.
You know, visiting little family members, you know, things like that.
Just going to hide out. Just going to hide out for a little bit.
Yeah. Germans are chill now, man. I've hung out with lots of Germans.
No. I have met very lovely Germans.
They're
Daniel Tice, so he's definitely a Nazi.
Yeah. But the Germans are very apologetic for their past.
Yes.
Whereas the old Japanese, less so, at least in my experience. The old Japanese, they were more like, this close. We almost won that one against you guys. So,
yeah. We also did something like absolutely horrible twice to them within a few days. They have reason to still be upset.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, beefing. You know. Just everyone's beefing.
That's a valid beef.
Do we know, is Gordon Hayward coming back? What's up with him?
He's supposed to.
I don't think he's good anymore. Like, who cares?
Yeah,
it's like Celtics fans are acting like it's this huge blow, and it was like he's your fifth best player, right? Or like, I don't know. Like,
I honestly hope he does come back because I think it'll fucking really screw their chemistry up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't really think he's a difference maker at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you took the fifth best player off the Heat, if you took Goran Dragic out, or you know.
Yeah,
OG, and like, we'd be like, we're not at full strength.
OG's not on the team. OG.
I mean, not OG.
Bam's their best player.
Not Bam. Who's
Bam, Butler, Goron, and probably Tyler Hero were their best players.
Who am I? Yeah. Jay Crowder? You think of Jay Crowder?
I guess, yeah.
Is that DeMar Carroll or Jay Crowder? I can't tell.
Do you think of Haslam?
Haslam's still
Coach Haslam?
Did we ever clear up if he's a coach or a player? Do we know?
He's a player. He was suited up last night. I saw him cheering the team on. Right, he was definitely suited up. But wasn't Juwan Howard a player coach like on the Heat?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? The Heat are just different. They just do it different.
Yeah. Spo likes to have like a little backup, you know, on the bench, you know.
I guess can we touch on the Rockets, because I just wanted to defend the Rockets a bit, because everyone was like piling on the Rockets, and it was like, first of all, the moment this team was fucked was when Tillman Fertitta bought the team. Right, that was the moment that they were fucked. If you have a bad owner, you cannot overcome that. So you should have been piling on them then. It would have been like, oh, your team's fucked. You got bought by an idiot. Okay? A broke idiot. Okay?
Right.
This dude's got less money in his bank account than me. All right? And
don't know about that, but
that's
does
the
he
moment.
Though?
And then everyone's like, oh, you're screwed with this Westbrook. And it's like, yeah, of course they were screwed the second they traded for Westbrook. All right? And by the way, that trade is not on Morey. Like, I guarantee you that Harden wanted that trade. All the reporting is Harden was like, get Chris Paul out of here. And Harden was going to demand a trade if they did not trade Chris Paul, basically right then. And I'm sure what happened was, you know, Sam Presti of the Thunder called up Morey and was like, hey, man, I'll give you Westbrook for Chris Paul if you give me all these first-round picks. And Morey's like, hell no. Then Sam Presti's next phone call is to Tillman Fertitta. Hey, bro, I'm trying to give you Westbrook. I'm trying to give you Westbrook, but your dumb GM won't accept my trade. All I want is a couple first-rounders. And Fertitta calls Morey, what the fuck, man? Give me Westbrook, you know? Like, I guarantee you that's how they act.
And then Sam Presti called up the Chinese government, and he was like, look, man, you just got to fucking drag Morey for me. Please drag Morey for me.
But I forget who was talking about it, but I think it was Bobby Marks, where he basically said, when you're dealing with a good GM and a bad owner, what you do is you get your owner to call their owner and be like, hey, force them to make this terrible trade. Like, that's your GM playbook.
And my point is the
team was fucked the second Fertitta brought it. All right. Yeah. And also we got to credit the Rockets for trying all these years. And this is not a failure. This has been a good team for 5 years now.
who's made it far in the playoffs. Everyone's acting like this is some giant disaster. They made it to the fucking second round. You know, not that many teams make it to the second round. They were challenging the Warriors the past 2 years. They didn't get over the hump, but this is a memorable team. Fucking Dave Fiedernick over there is celebrating the one playoff series win that Carmelo Anthony had with the Knicks, all right? Can you imagine how Knicks fans would be if they had this Rockets run? Oh, what a legendary team, all the Knicks fans would say. It'd be like your stupid 90s Knicks that never won anything either.
Whoa, how dare you? I mean, honestly, like, there is a chance that Russell Westbrook will be in a Knicks uniform, and you know what? The fan base is going to talk themselves into we'll have no choice. You either fucking get behind him or you don't watch the games. It's like, you know, we have no choice. Yeah. So like, absolutely, the Rocket fans should be happy that like their team was always in the playoffs, like got decently far in the playoffs like each year and like just couldn't get over the hump. That's what happens to most teams.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You're in the conversation. You know? You have something to root for.
And okay? It's the Western Conference. Like, you know, like, it's so hard, especially like, you know, when the Warriors were healthy, like so fucking hard to get into the finals.
Yeah.
So hard to get in the finals.
I said it on our WhatsApp on the Patreon. Make sure you sign up for that. Only $4 a month. Great, great happenings on the Patreon right now.
Yeah, less so now that Borelli's on.
Borelli's on. I know. Don't worry.
But don't worry. You know what? If we get 10 people to sign up this week, I'll kick Joe off.
Oh, I might have to sign up for my own burner account. Yeah. 9 burner account. Hey, it's a buy. I'll match anyone. But I think it's D'Antoni's Suns again, right? Yeah. It's a star player, MVP. They play offense. They don't play defense. They revolutionize the game. We're gonna remember it for a long time, and they just didn't win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Harden's kind of never shows up in the playoffs, which is annoying. But hey, at least I don't know. At least you had something. At least you were interesting team. You know?
But I also think the Harden thing gets really overblown.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's absolutely no-showed every single playoff that mattered. So I don't know. I don't think that part isn't overblown.
But
it's tough when Russell Westbrook can't like hit open threes and you're getting triple teamed. Like, I mean, you know, like
fair point.
Yeah. Like, come on.
But I do. But
this has happened to him before, though. He like has basically never shown up in a decisive game.
But I do think it's a case of with the Rockets and the Clippers too. Is, you know, right now it feels like there's no hope and that everything is lost, but I think it's like they're still on the verge of possibly winning one next year. Like
I said in the thread that I think the Clippers are more fucked than the Rockets. I take that back. I think they're more fucked than the Rockets maybe after next year. But this Clippers team has the talent. It's, you know, good organization. Like, they should just run this back. Like, I would maybe try, like I said, maybe get some veteran leadership, get another player. But like,
I think they're going to.
I wouldn't change the coach. Like, I wouldn't change Doc Rivers. I wouldn't try to trade PG or Kawhi. Like I said, I would probably get rid of Morris because I just don't like Morris. But like, I would try to get some more. You kind of need like some sort of nicer guys. Like, they got a lot of kind of, I don't know, like hard guys to get along. That you want to bring in some good chemistry guys, I think, and just run it back with this talent. Whereas the Rockets, I don't see the Rockets are not winning anything.
Like, well, you know who's a nice guy that they could use maybe is Al Horford. Maybe the Sixers can do a little deal. Oh my God.
If I'm the Clippers, I would if you could make that work without giving up much, why not take Al Horford?
Well, you're going to be giving up. I mean, look at how much money Horford's.
I know you probably have to give up some guy making some money. I don't know.
You'd have to get on the
We have to get on the trade machine to figure it out.
But look, like Houston with the right coach and like a coach that actually like has read the Wikipedia of defense. You know,
their defense wasn't bad going into the Lakers series. They were like the number one defensive team or something. They had good defense. So.
I mean, God love fucking PJ Tucker playing as big as he did.
I couldn't believe he was 35. I mean, man. I didn't know he was 35. That's crazy.
What a beast, man.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But
I don't think Westbrook is, you know, whatever, over the hill. Harden doesn't show up in the playoffs. Don't really have anybody else. You know, we'll see if they can bring Daniel, what happens to Daniel House.
Daniel House.
Like, I don't. It's just like they don't have the players. Like the Rockets just don't have.
Okay, but you're so they don't have the players for what? To beat the Lakers?
To win a championship.
But who, like, could they beat the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, they could.
Could they beat the Heat? Like, that's I'm saying they could. The problem is the Lakers. They have one team that is better than
The Mavericks are going to be better next year.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, could they? Yes. Okay, they could beat any of these teams. Yes, they could. But in the playoffs, you got to beat a bunch of them. And I would, you know, they're going to come up short against, I mean, Denver could beat them. Dallas could beat them. OKC almost did beat them. You know, the Lakers could beat them. The Clippers could beat them. A bunch of Eastern Conference teams could beat them. It's like, but I mean, yeah, they got like a 30% chance, 40% chance in a lot of those series. But yeah, they just don't have it. They don't have the consistency. So, but going forward, they have Tillman Fertitta as the owner. So they are fucked long term.
At least
the Clippers have a good owner. So,
but if the Nuggets lose, we're not going to say that. We're not going to have that conversation. We're not going to say, they'll never make it.
But the expectations were lower. The difference is like Westbrook and Harden are like in their 30s and Jokic is 24 and I think Jamal Murray is 22. So it's like, yeah, if the Nuggets come up short, we're going to be like, well, they have whatever, 7 more years of being you know competitors. Whereas these guys are on the down. These guys are on the downturn. So the best years are behind them.
Yep.
So anyways, I don't know. Any more playoff takes? You guys got any more playoff takes? We covered Houston.
Yeah.
Toronto. Congrats to Toronto.
I'm guessing LeBron's going to be getting a nice long rest before the finals as well. So it's going to keep getting a nice long rest in between series. So
yeah, just hopefully he plays the Heat and not the Celtics.
Yes.
Pray for those Heat.
Please.
You guys want to do some Get At Me Dog? Get at me, dog.
Yeah,
this is where we tweet at NBA players, score points if they respond. This week, Goran Dragic, or Zoran.
You do either.
We had a choice, right?
We had a choice. I chose Zoran. I said, Clips could have used some Dragic heart. Zoran Dragic was available, too. That was my lame tweet. Did it this morning.
So. Okay. Okay. I said, this is in Slovenian. I said, can we finally agree to put the dragon on the Slovenian flag? Hashtag the dragon. And I tagged him. And then I made a Photoshop of his face on the Slovenian flag, like nice. Where the little shield is supposed to be.
All right. Nice. I saw him retweet and talk about voting, so I just said, "What's the best way to register to vote?" Thanks. a little voting gift. Let's. This is the test because he That's talks true. About voting, but let's see if he actually helps people. We're gonna find out.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Anybody get a response?
No, he hates voting.
But friend of the pod, Rock, who is Slovenian, Ooh. Very excited by my tweet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. And I saw on Rock's son's Instagram, Rock doing some mountain climbing with his dad, looks like. Shout Ooh. Out to Rock.
Dude, Rock's the man.
Yeah, Rock living just Come his on. Best life over there.
No doubt.
Slovenia.
The clean skies and the, I'm guessing, COVID-free lifestyle. Probably. You know.
I think they got hit pretty bad, did they?
But
they probably have their herd immunity by now because they got hit bad, got hit so bad. So.
You mean the herd mentality?
The herd, yeah, I don't know what it is. all right, shout out to beefs. Shout out to Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum who are just...
Ooh, I was going to shut them out. Yeah.
Just having incredible. Having a field day making fun of the Clippers. My favorite one was CJ McCollum. He says, my last tweet before I finish this glass, they did vote they ain't want to play no more, but I didn't think they was going to go out like that.
So good.
It was my favorite. Dame Lillard inviting Pat Beverly to Cancun.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
CJ McCollum was like, Dame, do you have a spare bungalow or whatever in Cancun for Pat?
Yeah.
So good.
So satisfying for them. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Happy, even though the Clippers are my Western Conference team, I'm happy for the Nuggets because I love the players on that team. And happy that... my favorite Western Conference player Dame Lillard can get some satisfaction.
Yeah,
you know, because he deserves it. He fucking deserves it.
Even though, as listeners know, I'm the biggest Clippers fan in the world. I was also kind of rooting for the Nuggets. If I didn't have $100 riding on the Clippers winning, I definitely would have been probably rooting for the Nuggets. Just because it's a better story, it's more fun, you know, for the Nuggets.
Yeah, I also think that the Clippers had a better chance of beating the Lakers. So
the Clippers probably had a better chance of beating the Lakers, but
although the way they played the fourth quarter and game six on, maybe not.
My bet was on who goes farther in the playoffs, Lakers or Clippers. So it would have been way more devastating had the Lakers just directly beaten the Clippers. Probably, I was probably losing that 100.
That's true.
I was probably losing that 100 no matter what to my uncle, my Lakers fan uncle. So
this is true. But yeah, beefing with Lakers Twitter, get a life.
They're always the worst.
Fucking awful.
Lakers fans.
I had to unfollow a couple people. I was just like, Lakers, this is enough. It's enough. Enough.
Yeah, enough. Apparently, the Clippers subreddit had to go private because they were getting brigaded. So yeah. And
hilarious.
Yeah.
Although it was a rare time on NBA Twitter that the Knicks weren't like the butt of every single hack joke. So that was a good reprieve for Knicks Twitter, at least.
Yeah, respect.
You know.
Shout out to Paul George. He had this great quote before Game 7. We're still in the driver's seat. No panic mode. I like our odds. You know,
great. Ooh, hate to see what that car looks like now.
the driver's seat of what?
In the Pacific.
that boat going sailing.
Yep. Cancun on three, baby.
Cancun on three. Shout out, listener, our boy Danimal. I'm going to a cross-country trip soon. I'm driving. Oh, nice. We're going to spread COVID from sea to shining sea on our way to Philadelphia. We're stopping by listener Danimal's house, and I'm requesting a brisket.
He's
a great at the grill. He's a smoker. He's got a smoker, and I think Danimal, if you're listening, think I need a brisket for my trip.
Oh shit, we just finished our brisket Jewish style.
Ooh.
But yeah, my dad made it. It's the Futernick family recipe.
What's Jewish style? Like just complaining about it and then asking to send it back?
Yeah, it's just like full of cash.
Yeah.
You just stuff a bunch of cash in the brisket and some tears, so you cry into the brisket a little bit,
you yell at Daniel Tice on the
you
on the game.
You buy a therapist for the brisket. Talk about his problems.
Yep.
You're driving cross country, John?
Yeah, we're getting out of here.
Okay. All right.
We're doing a whole bunch of stops.
You and the wife?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good time for that. I think Corey and I are gonna take a little Southwest road trip for a bit when I get back.
Yeah.
Good time to get out of Cali right now.
Well, I think it's a good time to just see the wilderness. You know, it's like if you're looking, you can travel to the national parks and enjoy nature. Nothing wrong with that, I'd say.
Yeah.
Nope.
I went to Catalina last weekend. So,
okay,
that was kind of.
And your family didn't leave you on the island?
I was, dude. It actually got pretty sketch. It got pretty sketch in Catalina. Wasn't sure the marriage was going to last.
Dean
last
stealing
weekend,
a
to be
golf
honest.
Cart.
No, it's just
yeah. Your wife catch you staring at other people, teenagers' legs.
So long. How could I not stare? It's all leg. It's all leg these days. It's nothing but legs.
Yo, these Generation Zs, they all look like Big Bird.
Sorry. They do. Does Big Bird have long legs? I don't know. I can't remember what Big Bird looks like.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Where does Danimal live, John?
Cincinnati.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You going to hit that Skyline chili, baby?
Oh, you know it. You better believe it. Grabbing some Skyline.
Real monster life.
Yeah, seeing some Philly monsters in Wisconsin.
Never done this guy.
Probably shooting guns and all sorts of outdoor activities.
Are you doing this no precautions? Are you just showing up like, hey, we're just assuming no one has COVID type of thing? Or
no, we're going to get tested and the truth is you're on the road. It's actually really safe.
No, it's safe.
You're
but
in
I'm
a
saying,
car for like 7 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, I'm not questioning your safety, but I'm saying when you show up to these people's houses, you're just gonna. Are you gonna assume that they're COVID free too?
Yeah, I mean, most of the people have been isolating just like we have, you know? And I think, and then we'll stop at hotels, and then we're going to see just
clean the hotel, yes, no problem.
And then Wisconsin, and they live on 20 acres, so there's no COVID there. They're super isolated. And then go to Philly. Nice. So really only seeing three people.
All right, so you'll get it in Philly, probably.
We're definitely getting it in Philly.
It's just in the water there, I would imagine.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get it at Tony Luke's or the fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Should have gone to that bar.
Yeah.
In Philly.
Dude, Catalina Wild, though, in terms of, like, people just...
That seems so dangerous.
Don't give a fuck.
That's just a bad decision.
Well, I didn't think it'd be that bad because on the ferry, you can ride on the top of the ferry, which is outside. So you're basically just sitting on a chair that's outside, and that's going over water. You're in the sunlight, there's wind. That was pretty chill. And then when you're there, you just go to your... My grandparents have a house there, so you just go to the house.
Nice. Ooh.
So it's not like...
Look at you.
Yeah. So... But, like, still, I was walking through the town, and the town is what? Like, the town is just people parked. It's just like spring break, basically.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be chill because it's after Labor Day. So I thought, there's not going to be anybody there. But the whole freaking island was full. And it was just like.
Everybody just making out.
Dude, everybody making out. Just long leg, just piles of legs everywhere. You know?
Spitting into each other's mouths. Like.
Yeah, dude. It was just. Dude, and also, I will say, I'd never been out in the public since the pandemic. And I was, like, you know, with a bunch of people, like, on the boat and stuff. And I was, like, so annoyed at people. It's like, people don't know how to wear masks. Like, they freaking...
Yes.
They keep the... So many people keep the nose out or they're...
Right.
And it's just like, no, your nose needs to be in there. And it's... You know what? It's predominantly hot girls. It's hot girls and fat dudes. Because I think the fat dudes, like, they don't have enough oxygen. They're like, oh, you know, they're always breathing hard. And the hot girls are like, man, I got this hot face that I don't want to cover up. And so I'm trying to get by, like, by sneaking the nose out. But I don't know what it is. Those are the types that have their freaking nose out of their mask. Pull your goddamn mask up. So.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. Wow, what a take. What a take.
Yeah. Apologies to our listeners who are heavy set or hot.
Yes.
Let me tell you. I think we only got one category there. And I think we're only hitting one of those categories. Well,
I think the reverse of that is if a female listener wears her mask properly, now she's going to feel self-conscious that she doesn't feel hot enough.
Hey.
That's true.
First of all, I could tell by the outline of the mask if you're hot. All right, I got the detective skills.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
How many? Do you think there's like...
Imagine being a woman and having Matt judge your looks.
Seriously.
Imagine.
I don't judge. That's my John. My point is, I don't judge.
I know you look like you just got electrocuted, Matt. Like you're like.
I don't judge these fat guys. I don't judge. Everyone's beautiful to me. Human beings are beautiful. You're all beautiful, ladies. Yeah. Okay.
Whether you have long legs or you're older generation with short legs.
Whether you have an ugly face under that mask, which I totally can tell.
Just keep the mask on. Keep the mask on then.
Just keep the mask on either way.
That's the beauty of the times that we are living in. So.
Oh, God.
All right. You guys got anything else?
Yeah.
Nah.
Shout out my friend Jenny. I heard rumor has it she might listen. I can't believe that's true. So we'll just shout it out and see if it gets back.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So there was a rumor going around. I was like, there's no way she listens, but you know, maybe she does.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Jenny, if you listen, let us know. Let us know.
Yeah, please.
Mask over the nose or not.
probably the last pod.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, till next week, keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
What you do is snot, bruh. You know nothing about basketball. Trusting Lonzo Ball is a big ball of us. Think you're funny? Nah, but y'all is butt. Laugh at your own jokes more than all of us. You just washed up dicks. Say, listen to our shows, but tune in and get politics and fart jokes. Yo, a big zero is what your net worth. Y'all got kicked off the B-ball network. That means it doesn't work. Or you're whack lately. Ain't getting smirks like Matt's fat baby. Wait, man, I ain't hating. I'm just jealous. Boy, am I glad I don't look like Ellen. Super Hoopers, what crap is that? Yup, dude, it's another NBA podcast. B-ball talk,
an hour of wisecracks. Ah, fuck y'all, give me that hour of my life back. Super Hoopers, what crap is that? Yup, dude, it's another NBA podcast. People talk now, an hour of wisecracks. Ah, fuck y'all, give me